Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Justice Department has filed its response to Apple. NPR's Arti Shahani reports prosecutors claim the request to unlock the iPhone of one of the San Bernardino shooters invades no one's privacy.
The Justice Department says Apple should comply with the judge's order to write software to unlock the phone because it is a narrow, targeted order that will produce a narrow, targeted piece of software. The DOJ says it would not be an undue burden on Apple because it would take just 6 to 10 employees working on code for a few weeks. The government would provide reasonable reimbursement for the cost, and Apple would not be the first company compelled to write code under the 18th century law that prosecutors are invoking. Back in 1980, the company Mountain Bell had to do it too. The legal filing appears to contradict the acknowledgement last week by FBI Director James Comey that if Apple unlocks the phone, it is creating a precedent for future cases. Arti Shahani, NPR News.
Climate change among the dominant issues in talks today between President Obama and visiting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. NPR Scott Horsley reports both are agreeing to a closer alliance on reducing methane emissions.
The climate agreement was held up as an example of the strong working partnership between Obama and Canada's young and charismatic new leader. Obama says they also discussed ways to facilitate trade between their countries, and naturally they were asked about America's raucous political contest.
Of course, every time we have a presidential election, our friends to the north have to brace for an exodus of Americans who swear they'll move to Canada if the guy from the other party wins.
Trudeau has previously joked about welcoming Americans, alarmed at the prospect of a Donald Trump presidency. At the White House, though, he was diplomatic, saying he looks forward to working with whoever occupies the Oval Office next. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Pentagon now says the U.S. has turned over a leader of the extremist group, the Islamic State, who was captured last month. Pentagon spokesman saying Suleiman Dawood al-Dhakar was turned over to the government of Iraq. Spokesman Peter Cook says information obtained from al-Dhakar, the head of the extremist group's chemical weapons program, resulted in several airstrikes by U.S.-led coalition forces.
We're confident that the strikes that have been conducted have disrupted and degraded their chemical weapons capabilities. I'm not going to say that we've knocked it out in full, but we feel confident that we've made a difference.
The extremist leader was captured last month in a raid in Iraq by U.S. special forces. The number of people filing first-time jobless claims fell last week. The drop in initial filings to the lowest level since October shows employers are holding on to their employees and in some cases looking for new ones. The Labor Department says weekly benefit applications fell by 18,000 to a seasonally adjusted 259,000. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 5 points at 16,995. The S&P 500 was up a fraction. You're listening to NPR. North Korea has conducted another missile test in defiance of UN Security Council resolutions. The firing of 2 short-range ballistic missiles into the sea coming as the U.S. and South Korea were conducting large-scale war games. North also announced it has scrapped all agreements with South Korea on cultural exchange projects. North Korea has fired short-range missiles in the past during times of increased tensions. A former Marine arrested outside the White House this week was able to board a flight in Idaho the day after police say he shot and nearly killed a pastor there. From Boise State Public Radio, Scott Graff reports the incident raises questions about the TSA screening process.
Authorities say after the shooting in the city of Coeur d'Alene Sunday, 30-year-old Kyle Odom drove nearly 400 miles south to Boise. On Monday, he then boarded a commercial flight on his way to Washington, D.C. The TSA says it did not receive word to be on the lookout for Odom until Monday night. The agency says while it does check passengers' names against a terrorist watch list, it does not always screen for individuals wanted by law enforcement. Police have said Odom has a history of mental illness. In what's being described as a manifesto sent to news outlets before his arrest, Odom warns of an alien scheme to enslave the human race. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Boise.
The federal jury has awarded 2 Pennsylvania couples $4.25 million after finding one of the largest natural gas drillers in that state polluted their drinking water. Verdict came at the end of a bitter and long-running federal lawsuit paying homeowners in the village of DeMauck against Houston-based Cabot Oil and Gas. State regulators blame faulty wells drilled by Cabot for leaking combustible methane. The company says it will appeal the multimillion-dollar judgment. I'm Jack Spirit.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.